Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Make it rain. News update.
It's Chris Pavone with the Fantasy Sports News Update, recapping the biggest story of the day. Bryce Harper is a Philly for life. Multiple league sources are saying the Philadelphia Phillies, they've won the Bryce Harper sweepstakes, finally locking up the All-Star to a 13-year, $330 million deal, which of course also includes a no-trade clause and a no-opt-out clause. I know, Dane, you are not the biggest fan of that, though.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, I think that, you know, if the fit isn't there, and he clearly didn't want to be there, in my opinion, because he was looking for other offers, I'm really interested to see how this plays out.
Yeah, definitely very interesting, and I want to get back to that. But first, I want to go back to some NFL news that I brought up in the last hour. In NFL news, Athletics Jeff Zraback, I hope I said that right, reported Thursday that there's growing speculation at the 2019 NFL Scouting Combine that the Ravens are one of the favorites to sign Le'Veon Bell in free agency, which opens March 13th. The Ravens ranked second in rushing for the 2018 NFL season, thanks in large part to the emergence of quarterback Lamar Jackson, and adding Bell would only boost the run game, one that sees Gus Edwards at the top of the Ravens running back depth chart. I want to bring Rich in for this one. Rich, have you heard anything about this, that the Ravens are now one of the favorites to land Le'Veon Bell?
Not anything conclusive that I've heard at this point. I think it's still very much wide open. I think the Eagles are the favorite. It's interesting you bring up free agency, though. I'll just quickly say free agency, trades, where is Le'Veon Bell? Where will Antonio Brown wind up? What happens with Nick Foles? You know, we like to tinker around with mock drafts, but until March 13th, until those pieces sort of fall into place, I think everything is a fluid situation when it comes to the first round.
I will say this, Pavona, the idea that if Lev Bell wants to really stick it to his former team, Pittsburgh, and we know that bridges can get burned there, Baltimore would be the place to go.
I absolutely agree with that. In other NFL news, it seems Jason Witten heard many of us bashing him for his monotone work in the Monday Night Football booth, as sources told ESPN that Witten is returning to the Dallas Cowboys sideline, getting a one-year deal worth $3.5 million that can max out at $5 million, including roster bonuses and incentives. Witten had said, the 37-year-old 11-time Pro Bowler had said in a statement, "The fire inside me to compete and play this game is just burning way too strong. This team has a great group of rising young stars, and I want to help them make a run at a championship. This was completely my decision, and I am very comfortable with it. I'm looking forward to getting back in the dirt." According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, there are some in the Cowboys organization who have long considered Witten as an NFL head coaching candidate, and guys, is it possible that this move is helping to serve that bridge to his coaching career?
No, he got pushed out
maybe,
by ESPN.
But...
Yeah, they basically told him that.
Anytime you're
out, we're going to make a change, and I hate to break the news to you there, so why don't you go back and play one more year?
And anytime, Joe, that in his comment he says it was entirely my decision, guess what that means? It was not entirely his decision.
All right, guys. over to the NBA, you know, again, no big deal what I said earlier. Just James Harden proving he's the best offensive player in the NBA, only dropping 58 points and 10 assists in a Rockets comeback win over the Miami Heat, 121-118. Seriously, there really is no big deal because it was just his 650-point performance of the season for Harden, the lone NBA player to hit the milestone more than once in 2018-2019, and the 15th of his career. Only Wilt Chamberlain, Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, and Elgin Baylor have scored 50 more times in NBA history. It was also the seventh time that Harden dished out at least 10 assists in a 50-point performance. That's something that no other NBA player has ever accomplished more than three times. And he was only 3 points shy of his career high, which he only made a few weeks ago when he put up 61 points against the Knicks. But obviously, the big problem is they still need to learn how to play defense come playoff time, guys.
Yeah, absolutely. The big thing, maybe Harden saw that Giannis is now the favorite for the MVP in the NBA, and he was like, wait, he's scoring 30-plus for like 30 games in a row isn't enough. Let me drop 58.
All right, well, you know what? I just want to do this just to piss off our good friend and confidant Mike Cardano. In NHL news, John Tavares stepped out on the ice of Nassau Coliseum in Long Island for the first time since leaving the New York Islanders for his hometown team, the Toronto Maple Leafs, and Tavares got the welcome he expected. Islanders fans let it be known how they feel about Tavares now, chanting, JT sucks and we don't need you, as the Islanders handled the Maple Leafs with ease in a 6-1 victory. It almost makes you wonder if Nationals fans will have the same feelings when he returns to National Park, but I think I'm with you guys when I say this. I doubt that, though. Meanwhile, the Islanders, they really didn't need Tavares, as the Islanders lead the Metropolitan Division, and the Maple Leafs, meanwhile, sit in third place in the Atlantic Division. They would be in the playoffs as well, but obviously the Islanders doing pretty well. That is it for me with the news. I am Chris Pavona. Joe, you might have to help me find my sweater. I got so much going on in here.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
Certainly going to do our best this hour to help you make it rain this weekend. UFC 235 coming your way. Big card tomorrow. The guy who has delivered nine straight victories and calls there in the fights, he'll join us coming up 8:20 here. Our friend Jay, the Sports Keg CEO. I'm Joe Ranieri. That is Dane Martinez. And we are joined by the College Football Today co-host right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, Rich Sermonello, hanging with us here as the draft is coming up, free agency is coming up, the combine is happening right now. And Rich, when we last spoke, I was asking you about the last name Bosa and the idea of this guy having, well, he might have one or two people he knows also in the NFL that are actually pretty good players. But I'm wondering from the NFL perspective, from the draft perspective, how much stock do people put in because he's a Bosa, because that last name? How much does that play into it?
Oh, I think it helps. I don't think there's any question about it. Nick has been following in Joey's footsteps for the better part of his life, particularly from an athletic standpoint. We know how this family prepares for all things in life, particularly football. I think the fact that Joey has set the example first at Ohio State and now in the NFL, I think is good news. I don't know if it is a dramatic difference for Nick, but when you look at Nick, when you look for player comps, I mean, how often can we say the player comp is a family member? But they are very similar, right. Similarly sized, the way they get after the pocket. Again, I said it before, health aside, if durability is not an issue, I think this is going to be a great NFL pass rusher.
It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Oh, there you go. I'm sorry, Dane. You got it, brother.
Go ahead. No, I know we're up against the break. I do have a question. for Rich, you know what I mean? But I'd rather save it to the other side of the break, because what I want to ask you, talk about Nick Bosa. And we've talked about Zion Williamson and will he sit out. Nick Bosa did sit out. I want to ask you when we come on the other side of the break, Rich, like, how far are we going to see this? It started with just guys missing bowl games. Nick Bosa is like, I'm good. People don't want Zion to play. How far could this go? That's what I want to ask you, Rich, on the other side of the break. Make it rain, making it pop off every Monday through Friday, 6 to 9 a.m. on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Be right back.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-something pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloan.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after.
Johnny Manziel is incapable of holding down a job, guys.
But Johnny Manziel will make people watch, which is the only thing McMahon cares about.
He's like Cato Kalin, bro, at this point. Like,
he's a train wreck, and everyone loves a good train wreck.
No, it's an old, tired, done story where now it's just you feel bad for the kid. He can't play, Joe.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Gotta love it. A little NFL action coming up here. Excited. Combine, free agency, where a guy's going to land. So much fun. Just love it. It's a 12-month-a-year situation. College football, NFL, they want to dominate the headlines. They do a great job of doing it. And Rich Sermonello joining us. And you, of course, during college and NFL season, he is the co-host of College Football Today on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. And Dane, before we went to break there, I know you had a question we have talked about a lot here on the show about, this whole sitting out thing. Ask that again if you could.
Yeah, sure. We were talking about Nick Bosa, right? And after a few games, Nick Bosa was like, nope, I'm good, I'm done. And this is in the news right now with Zion Williamson. I understand Jalen Smith gets hurt in the bowl game. I understand Jake Butt gets hurt, and it costs them potentially millions, right? But I'm worried, Rich, that this is a very slippery slope. We see it with Nick Bosa. We saw it in college basketball. We're seeing it right now with Zion Williamson. My point is almost this. Like, if you're Tua or if you're Lawrence, right, and you're already going to be the first overall pick, like if you're Lawrence, why don't you just be like, nope, I'm good right now? If you're Tua, why do you be like, nope, I'm good right now, I'm going to be the first overall pick? Do you also, Rich, see this as a slippery slope, especially with the AAF or the XFL as other options? Where do you see this like kind of idea of saving myself for the pros heading, and does college football have an issue on their hands here?
It's such an important question. You mentioned before the break, Dane, that it began in the bowl games. You're absolutely right. I think in terms of that iceberg, the tip began in the bowls. I think it's more likely to continue in the bowls. I think that's going to be a trend that we see more and more often. I have absolutely no problem with it. I mean, that's a different conversation than will someone sit out an entire season. It's funny you brought up Trevor Lawrence. We talked about him earlier. You know, Trevor Lawrence is going to be absolutely phenomenal this fall. You do start to wonder, does this kid try to save himself, sit out that third season? He's got to compete 3 years at Clemson before he could be eligible for the NFL draft. I don't think that'll happen, but that's something that maybe he and his family will contemplate. The bigger issue is the bowl games for me. I think you're going to see more and more kids, because in terms of the possibility of sitting out a season, sitting out second half of the season, not coming back when you're injured, those to me are the elite players. What we have seen in the postseason over the past couple of years, beginning with the likes of Jadeveon Clowney and Christian McCaffrey, is it's now trickled down to those second and third day draft picks that they're not only saying, see, there's a couple of things to keep in mind. It's not only that you don't want to be the next Jalen Smith, you don't want to be the next Jake Butt, but a lot of these kids who have become accustomed throughout their careers of getting early starts on everything. Remember, this is the generation now that gets to college early so they could participate in that first spring football before their true freshman season even begins. These kids are now saying to me, hey, listen, I don't want to get hurt in a meaningless bowl game. That's number one. But guess what? We're talking combine today. These kids want a 1 month head start on getting ready for Indianapolis and their pro day and their all-star game. So a lot of this is about training as well. I think it's going to become more of a trend in the postseason. And until we make the bowl games better and more meaningful, I really can't blame these young men.
Rich Sermonello joining us. Rich, the combine, give me a name or two. And there's always a few every year, right, that just nobody knew about. We're off the radar going in, but as soon as we're done, are just absolute monsters and just made themselves a whole lot of money. So give me a couple of names here that you think we should be on the lookout for.
Well, there's one I really like. I don't know. Maybe I'm partial to the undersized Paisan from the Northeast, but Andy Isabella, the wide receiver from Massachusetts. Hey. How could you not love this kid? I mean, you know, he's about 5'9". He's, you know, people think about Isabella as he's a possession receiver. You look at him at UMass. This kid's going to run a 4.3, possibly go under 4.3 when he has his shot at a 40 time. If you want to look at a prototypical slot receiver that gets in and out of his breaks very quickly, sure hands, small school, obviously overlooked coming out of high school. So, you know, Andy Isabella is someone that I think is worth watching. It's a fun story. 10 years from now, this kid's going to be catching passes in the NFL. And a couple of kids at Ohio State, you know, they had so many good receivers, so many good skill position players. I'm a big fan of Paris Campbell. All of those wide receivers got kind of lumped together, whether it was KJ Hill, Paris Campbell. They all were similar, but Campbell is a long, rangy kid who I also think is going to run exceptionally well. He's not one of the receivers we're talking about in terms of a first rounder, but watch Campbell rise once this weekend comes to a close.
And I'm wondering, just out of curiosity here, Hunter Renfro, I just want to make sure, Hunter Renfro is not going back to Clemson, right? I mean, like, he is graduating.
For season 7?
Like he graduated 10 years ago. Yeah, I'm just curious.
Yeah, Hunter Renfro, small hands, small player, but clutch. And, he does not have that. NCAA evidently turned down his 7th year of eligibility.
That's great. Hey, Rich, let me ask you this, because everyone's so excited about the combine this weekend, right? But there's a lot of players that are not going to necessarily do all the drills there and are going to wait for their pro day. You know what I mean, Rich? And here's the thing. I would too, right? You're in familiar receivers, familiar environment. Can you tell me why more people, to be quite honest, don't opt to do this thing at the pro day? Can you compare what we see in Indianapolis with the pro days that'll be coming up in the next month or so as well?
Yeah, that's a good point. I think that is something that has been a trend over the past couple of seasons and will continue to be really more associated with quarterbacks than anything else. You touched on it, Dane, too. They want that hermetically sealed environment. They want their people around them. They want their receivers in an environment that they're accustomed to. Hopefully, weather is not going to be an issue. I know Sam Darnold last year had some weather-related issues, had a chance to throw in the rain. But Kyler Murray is a prime example. We've spent a lot of these last hour or so talking about Kyler Murray. Kyler, in all likelihood, looks as if he's not going to throw in Indianapolis. He wants to craft this this job interview, this audition, to fit his skill set as best as possible. And I can't blame him either. I mean, you know, why does it have to be in Indianapolis? Why does it have to be the NFL Combine? He just wants that opportunity at a pro day to show that he can make all of the throws. So I really can't fault the kid. I think you'll see more quarterbacks over time doing the same exact thing.
But isn't that funny, Rich? Like, so you're supposed to tell me in his own building with no pass rush, no pads, somehow that's supposed to tell me whether or not that he can make all the throws? Wow.
Oh, Joe, I'm completely with you. I think that's why drills will be this weekend, drills will be somewhat overrated, particularly for the quarterbacks, for exactly what you're talking about. You know, there's no interior pass rush. There's no somebody, you know, there's nobody closing on your backside. There's no weather conditions to worry about. So, to that extent, you could definitely say that the combine has a slight degree of being overrated because of the circumstances.
Rich Sermonello, he is the co-host of College Football Today right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I want to ask you, Rich, before we get out of here, exactly, college football is all about recruiting, right? So give me a couple of schools you think are killing it on the recruiting trail this year.
Yeah, Miami is a good example. I mean, when it comes to recruiting, you have the usual suspects. It's always going to be the Alabamas, now the Clemsons, Ohio State, that we know. I'm going to throw one school out, and there are Miami ties for you, Joe, here with Mario Cristobal, former Miami Hurricane offensive lineman. What Mario Cristobal is doing at Oregon from a recruiting perspective is even outdoing what Chip Kelly did in the past. Chip Kelly was getting a lot of 2- and 3-star players and turning them into stars within his offensive system. What Mario Cristobal is now doing is he's beating out the likes of USC and UCLA, the more high-profile Pac-12 programs, for 4- and 5-star kids. So watch Oregon in the coming years because of that recruiting prowess.
Hey, they just all want to play in those neon jerseys with Nike. That's what it comes down to. They want to play those alternate.
Leave it to the Miami. We got a little Miami connection there. That's all that matters. UFC 235 will make it rain for you, I promise. Jay, the Sports Cake CEO, next.
It's college basketball season, and the Monmouth Park Sportsbook by William Hill is your best bet to watch and wager on all the games leading up to the big tournament. Watch every minute of action on our 75-foot HD video wall. Wager on props, parlays, over-unders, and much more. Go to monmouthpark.com for hours and information. Excludes New Jersey college teams and college events taking place in New Jersey. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Quintitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
College basketball has reached the climax of the 2019 season, and the Fantasy Sports Network has you covered for all the news and betting information for the conference tournaments leading up to the big dance. Get the latest wagering and prop bet advice every day from FNTSY's top experts and analysts as they prepare you with the best advice in bracketology. Download the Fantasy Sports Radio app in iTunes and Google Play and watch select programming in the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your home for winning big in the month of madness.
So the UFC heading to, well, where it should be, right? The T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas this weekend, UFC 235. And listen, we couldn't think of anybody better to help you make it rain than the guy that is 9-0 on this very show, just dropping winner after winner after winner. It is Jay. He is known as the Sports Keg CEO, and he joins us here on this Friday. Jay, thanks for taking the time, brother.
Joe, Dane, what's up, fellas?
What's going on, Jay?
Good to hear from you, man. All right, UFC 2.
You guys had me rolling.
UFC 235.
Breaking down totals on how many times a college kid could bench 225. It's fantastic.
True degeneracy here on Make It Rain, Jay. True degeneracy, and we love it.
Yeah. And we had to bring in an absolute college and combine master in Rich Sermonello to be able to give us the right answer, man, because you know that. If we can find an edge, Jay, that's what we do.
Absolutely fantastic.
All right, come on. UFC 235 here tonight. A couple of big names. I mean, the card itself there, we're looking at, John Jones. Anytime John Jones is a headliner, it's going to be fun. Also, you got Tyron Woodley is going to be in the ring. But talk to us with a couple of the fights that you like, a couple of the matchups that you think interesting, like Gabrant versus Pedro Munhoz, for instance. Talk about that one.
Yeah, sure. The UFC has given Cody Garbrandt an interesting return fight off the layoff here. The only person on the planet, basically, that's been able to figure out the riddle that is Cody Garbrandt has been TJ Dillashaw. You can't hear me?
No, go ahead. You got it, bud.
Yeah, we got you, Jay.
Okay. Has been TJ Dillashaw twice. For someone that is as confident in his skills as Garbrandt is, you have to think he's been dreaming and knocking out Pedro Munhoz for the last 3 months. Now, Cody's win over Dominic Cruz made me think it was almost impossible to touch him in the octagon. I thought if Cruz couldn't do it, then who was going to? But that question was answered pretty quickly. Dillashaw came in and made Cody look pedestrian at best when he scored back-to-back TKO wins. So after those two fights, I had to reevaluate exactly how good Garbrandt really was against top 10 bantamweights. And my answer is, I'm really not that sure. What I am sure of is styles make fights, and stylistically, Garbrandt has the edge over Pedro Munhoz. Munhoz, he's been impressive. He's won 6 of his last 7 fights in the UFC, and an argument can be made that he should be 7-for-7 due to a bad split decision loss to John Dodson. And he does have the tools to make this a tough fight. If he can get Garbrandt down to the ground, he's got phenomenal Brazilian jiu-jitsu. But the problem is, when he comes into Garbrandt's range, he'll probably get knocked out before he successfully takes Cody to the ground. So I'm not sure how hard it is to hit Cody Garbrandt after his last 2 outings. But what I am sure of is it is not hard to hit Pedro Munhoz at all. He will be there for the taking. He hasn't faced anyone as fast as Cody Garbrandt. And between the angles that Cody cuts on the mat and the fact that Munhoz is going to be in his range the entire fight, I've got to pick Cody to get his career back on track and get the W. So at minus 160, I think it's a good price.
Minus 160, hey, Jay, go ahead and take him to get the job done. I love it.
Yeah,
and Jay, here's the thing. I'm looking at these other fights, right, and I'm seeing a lot of numbers around that, minus 160, minus 140. Then I look at the John Jones fight, and I'm looking at John Jones at, like, minus 850. To me, that's just like a short-term escrow. Should I empty out the 401k and drop it all on John Jones just to make a little bit this weekend?
You know, Dane, man, I've been thinking about this fight for 2 weeks, right? I've been talking about it a lot this past week on our live betting show, the Kedcast, and I watched every John Jones fight since his return. Let's be honest, he's not the fighter that he was when he reeled off 8 consecutive title defenses. He's just not anymore. That his last fight against Alex Gustafson, it took him to the 3rd round to feel comfortable with finally getting fully into Gustafson's range. I think if Gustafson was able to avoid the takedowns, he had a legitimate chance in that fight, okay? Now, Anthony Smith has been phenomenal over the last year and change. He had a big problem a year and a half ago with stamina. He would give everything he had in the 1st round, and by the rest of the fight, he was mushed. He was done. I think he has a better than puncher's chance to find John Jones's chin. Everybody's calling me crazy, and I know it sounds ridiculous, but at plus 600, which is the price that I'm looking at right now, I think he's worth. He's got 3 rounds in him. Okay. If he could find the problem with everybody when they fight John Jones is he's too tall and he's too long. People can't figure out his range. And by the time they finally do, they've lost the fight already. If he could find the range quick, he's got a shot, a small shot, but a shot. I bet it for a unit. I took a shot at plus 600.
Love that. He is the Sports Keg CEO, Jay. He has done an amazing, you want to talk about a puncher's chance, 9-0 on his UFC breakdowns here on the show for us. Definitely knows how to make it rain. And you're talking about big underdogs here, Jay. Give us an idea, if you could, quick, on betting underdogs on like a UFC 235, especially this weekend.
Yeah, definitely, Joe. When betting MMA, you only take an underdog when A, you think the wrong fighter is favored, or B, when you can get a substantial plus price on an underdog that has slightly more than the average puncher's chance. When it's option B, you do so knowing that you're probably going to lose the unit, but it's still worth taking a small piece of the action. Now, in this card, which is stacked, by the way, this card is phenomenal. An argument can be made that 2 fighters on Saturday's card, fit option B. Ben Askren should beat Robbie Lawler, okay? But he hasn't been tested against anyone with the pedigree of Robbie Lawler. Now, Robbie's getting older, and like I said, he should lose the fight. Askren has been phenomenal on the regional circuits. I'm excited that he's finally a part of the UFC. But at plus 205, Robbie still has dynamite in his hands. So I think he's got a solid chance at plus 205. And the exact same thing can be said for the Jeremy Stephens fight. At plus 235, he deserves to be the underdog, but he also has dynamite in his hands. He's got smaller than a puncher's chance to win that fight.
See, that's what we talk about, Dane. That's how you make it rain, brother, right there with that plus number.
Yep, absolutely. And we all know the axiom, style makes fight, right? So I'm not even looking at these money lines. I'm looking at these total rounds, you know. Tell me any, are there any that are definitely going to go less than 1.5 rounds or going to go to the decision in your mind, Jay? You know, are there two, like, kind of mat guys that are going to go the distance, or is there any knockout coming? If I don't want to bet a fighter, but I wanted to bet an over-under on the rounds, where would I go for tomorrow night?
Well,
we got about a minute here too, Jay.
Yeah, no problem. The co-main event, okay, I could break down the Woodley-Usman fight. We don't have time. The bottom line is 7 out of the last 8 fights that Kamaru Usman has been a part of, it's gone to a decision. So you can look there for an over. Tisha Torres has fought 16 fights. 15 of them have gone to the cards. That's another one you could bet the over on, Dane.
Thank you.
What we're talking about.
I will do so.
That's why we bring him on. It is Jay, the Sports Keg CEO. Make sure you guys are tailing him on Twitter, at the Sports Keg CEO. Jay, brother, thank you for taking the time. Thank you for always making it rain when you get on here. And we'll be taking the advice, and then we'll be cashing the tickets next week and laughing all the way to the bank, my friend.
Always, thanks, brother. Jay. Anytime.
You got it. Jay, the Sports Keg CEO. You're going to go with that plus 525. You're going to go John Jones, Dane, aren't you? You're going to throw some money down, right?
No, I'm going to do these overs. I'm going to do these ones going to the decision. I'm listening to Jay on that one.
Yep. Yeah, I'd like Robbie Lawler, too, at plus 225. He does. If he connects. And that's maybe the most exciting thing about all of this fight card here this weekend, UFC 235 in Vegas, of all places, perfect, is the fact that a lot of these guys on here have knockout power, which means that, and a lot of the guys with the plus number means that they can go in. You've seen it. They got to connect once.
They're alive.
They connect once and
they're
it's
alive.
Over.
Yep, that's right.
Exactly.
And to be honest, that's why I'm scared of the minus 850 for John Jones. That's why I'm scared of some of these, you know, because on any given day, all it takes is one. You know, Mike Tyson once said, everybody's got a plan until they get punched in the mouth, right? So I might stay away from some of these. I might go over under on the rounds.
Love that. All right, good stuff. Making it rain here, UFC. We'll do our best to make it rain. A couple of plays coming your way in the NBA and college hoops. It was another night for the underdogs in the NBA, guys. 5-1 for the dogs last night. If you're going dog shopping the last 2 days, you probably can retire right now. We'll do that coming up next, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of 2 or 4 select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape?
Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com. with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Yeah, we've got you covered here on the FNTSY Sports Radio Network. We've got live programming all day, all the way up to 11 o'clock at night Eastern Time. Especially this evening, straight ahead, you got the morning after. Gabe Morenci and yours truly will be there. Plus, at 2 o'clock, we got the Fantasy BFFs with Greg Sussman and Frank Stample. We've got 2 to 4. We got the Scout Fantasy with Adam Ronis and Dr. Roto.
Adam Ronis.
And, of course, 4 to 7, it's Game Time Decisions with Gabe Morenci and Cam Stewart. And 7 o'clock, you got the NBA Takeaways with Chris Welsh and Scott Bogman. 7:30, it's the Fantasy News Desk with Dan Strafford. 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock, it's Calling the Shots with Keith Irizarry. And, of course, Dan and I will be back here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network bright and early Monday, 6 a.m., getting your day started.
Oh,
I do
yeah.
believe our good friend Rich Sermonello will be actually popping on almost all the shows here today, bringing that ridiculous college football, the combine, NFL knowledge to the table, which is always great, which is awesome. Oh, and it's Scott. Oh,
yeah,
wait, hold on. I'm being told here. Is it Scott Bogman?
Scott Bogman. Yeah, Scott Bogman and Chris Welsh. Great guys there for sure. Bringing the heat to you at 7 p.m. But yeah,
now
absolutely.
He's Scotty B.
I think. Yeah, there you go. Listen, Rich brings such incredible insight, you know, whether it be stuff at the combine or when he talks about kind of the trends that he's seeing from recruiting from the Miami Hurricanes. Great to have Rich Sermonello on, and I know he's going to be all over this network with the combine. I will say this, though. His co-host, Joe Lisi, I used Joe Lisi's picks for all the bowls last year, and, you know, all you got to do is go 55%, right, Joe? And I certainly did that. So big shout out to Joe Lisi as well.
Well, I'd take 54. You got to be kidding me. 55. Now that's just being gaudy, man. You don't want to have to do that. That's just being gaudy. I don't know. Do we still have – is Rich still with us? Rich, are you there?
Sounds I like sure it. Am. Can you guys there, hear me?
There he is.
Yeah,
okay,
absolutely.
I wanted to make sure Rich was still there. I thought I heard. I just wanted to make sure that you were still there. Rich, it's funny. I'm looking across the headlines now that are coming out. And you had mentioned it earlier, and I'm hoping you can explain it better to me, because I've already seen 5 or 6 headlines that talk about hand size here, and that how Kyler Murray, the difference between Kyler Murray and Russell Wilson is they're about the same size, but Russell had, I guess, 10.5-inch hands, while Kyler Murray only has 9.5. Can you please help me understand what's with the hand size here and why is it so important?
Well, a couple of, from a technical standpoint, hand size is going to be if, and I'm looking at my outstretched hands. If you outstretch your hand like you're going for a somewhat awkward high five, it's from the very tip of your thumb across to the tip of your pinky. So it's that distance when hand size is measured. And obviously, most relevant for quarterbacks, it's going to also help for wide receivers because quarterbacks, you want to be able to grip that ball, bad weather, cold weather, wet balls. Those are the concerns. Russell was a real anomaly because someone his size, under 6 feet, you tend to associate with a 9-inch, 9.5-inch hand. He was well over 10 inches. So that ability to grip the football and spin it is something that he naturally has because of that hand size. Kyler Murray, there was concern not just about the height, but the fact that he may have been sub 9 inches in terms of the hand size. At 9.5 inches, that concern was laid to rest yesterday.
Hey, Rich, you know, one thing I wanted to ask you about, it's great that Oregon is doing big things on the recruiting trail, but as you know, they have a quarterback already in Hebert who a lot of people thought would have been the top quarterback in this draft. Tell me a little bit about the kid who decided to go back to the Oregon Ducks. I think it was something like his little brother is going to be a tight end on that team. And tell me where Hebert would have fit into this and what he projects to be for the future.
There was talk that before he decided to remain a Duck that he could have been the pick at number 6 to the New York Giants, and that still might have been a possibility. What you get in Justin is a kid who is extremely smart, 6'6", 225, moves well outside of the pocket, still needs work as a passer, and I applaud this decision. I tend to think that if you're a young quarterback and you're a surefire top 5 pick after your junior redshirt sophomore year, yeah, you go to the NFL, you cash in, got no problem with that. But in terms of Justin, you know, he is someone that I don't know was a lock at this point because of the inaccuracies and the inconsistencies that he shows as a passer. So you go back to Eugene, you stay there, you reunite with your brother, you spend one more season, provided he doesn't have a major injury. I think that's going to help his stock. Yeah, the question could be, and listen, the one interesting thing about quarterbacks is every year we think we know exactly, you know, who is going to be the top quarterback a year in advance. No one was thinking about Dwayne Haskins, I can tell you. No one was thinking about Kyler Murray. We all thought he'd be an Oakland A at this point. So a lot is going to change, but as it stands now, Justin Herbert versus Tua Tagovailoa, that looks like the early race to see who will be the top quarterback taken in 2020.
Well, I can say this, Rich. I know for a fact a lot of people were talking about Bryce Love last year.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, this is a guy that learned a very important lesson about the NFL, about football. For those of you who don't know, running back out of Stanford, this kid rushed for almost 2,200 yards a year ago. Everybody was projecting him to be one of the top two or three picks in the draft. And then all of a sudden he goes back to Stanford, blows his knee out, and here we are, a situation where, do you think, where's he going to go? Where would you look him? Is he a second or a third round here? What do you think about Bryce Love?
Boy, that's a fantastic point. That's a classic case of a kid who probably should have come out, would have been chosen higher, came off of just a breakout, phenomenal season, home run hitter, undersized, not an every down back in my opinion, more of a situational back. You know, maybe he touches it 15 times a game, a tremendous special teams player. I think of a young former Pac-12 player. You guys remember Quiz Rogers?
Oh, yes.
Pop Quiz, Jock Quiz Rogers,
yeah.
Oregon State.
Quiz Rogers out of Oregon State, also a Pac-12 football player. That's what I see in terms of Bryce Love. Durability is going to be an issue. With that in mind and not considering him or projecting him to be an every down back, I see Bryce Love as I see him more of a third, fourth round type pick because there's a lot of risk associated with a kid who has had injury problems during his time at Stanford.
Yeah, it's a very, well, it's It's a lesson, unfortunately, that he had to learn. But I think it's the next time that we hear about kids not going to a bowl game, not going to the who gives a crap bowl. I think the one name you should remember is Bryce Love. All right. Because this kid cost himself an awful lot of money by deciding. And again, it's Stanford. So I don't know. In the long run, I think he's going to be OK with a Stanford degree. I think he's going to be OK there, Rich. Right. But it's still if NFL is an aspiration of these players, I don't blame them for not wanting to go to the I don't give a crap bowl there and risk any sort of injury and cost that much that kind of money. Real quick, Rich, I wanted to ask you a couple of rookie coaches last year in the college football landscape. One of them landed in this state, in Florida State. A lot of people feel he might be in over his head, old Willie Taggart over there. Are there any coaches on the hot seat, you think, this year heading into the season in college football?
Well, I mean, there's always going to be a long list of coaches on the hot seat. Yeah, let's keep it on Willie Taggart. I think last year, Joe, was so bad, and typically I will not say a coach is on the hot seat after one season. I think you deserve a minimum of three to get your players in there. But if Willie Taggart's second season looks anything like his first season, I think it's possible that the Seminoles could pull the plug after 2 years. That was an absolute debacle. And now, oh, by the way, his most talented quarterback, DeAndre Francois, no longer associated with the program. That was a rough start. And Willie Taggart desperately needs a two. You can't go 5-7 at Florida State, particularly with the talent that he had, the Brian Burns, the Cam Akers, the young wide receivers. Francois was back from injury. Number one, fix your offensive line. Number two, figure out what the hell is going on at quarterback.
Great stuff right there, Rich Sermonello. He is the co-host. You guys will see him here on the Fantasy Radio Network, the co-host of College Football Today, and it's an amazing show. If you guys want to know what's going on, college football, the draft, the combine, he's going to be with us all day today, all with us here over the next couple of weeks as we get ready for that draft and the combine comes to a close. Rich, I appreciate you stopping by, my friend. Thank you for spreading the knowledge. I know you got a few more shows to do here today, so thanks again. We look forward to having you back on, and anytime, man, stop by. I'd love to have you.
Had a great time, guys. I look forward to the next time we could chat NFL draft and college football.
Yep.
Sounds good, Rich. Hey, Jay, tell Joe Luisi that I said hello too.
Yeah, I'll be talking to Joe later today, and I will make sure, Dane, that you referenced his bowl picks. He'll love that.
Thank you.
Ooh,
thank you.
Love that. Anybody who makes it rain. Rich Sermonello. Make sure you guys are tailing him on Twitter, too, at Rich Sermonello. All right, so we've got a couple of things going on here quick before Gabe Morenci takes over the studio here and we come by with the morning after. We do have our brackets coordinated. Do we not hear Dane talk about it for us, would you?
Yep. We are going with the Make It Rain Hater Madness, okay? So we have our sports hate region, and there was so much support for the Patriots and the dynasties being the one seed, so we got that as the one seed. Backdoor covers, Joe, are the two seed. Tanking is the three, and huge salaries are the four seed. We've got technology hate, like when streams are buffering, social media beef, stuff like that. And then we got the transportation hate. I think that's going to be very interesting. Is it people cutting you off on the highway? Is it someone smells on the train or bus? We're going to be doing it as poll questions now that we are in March. So whether you're in the chat room or in the Twitterverse, we're going to start to put up these polls, and we are going to see what does the Make It Rain audience hate more than anything. I'm excited to see what the fans say, Joe.
Going to be awesome. Also want to thank Jay, the Sports Keg CEO, for joining us, breaking down some fights, going to help us make it rain UFC 235 in Vegas this weekend. As a reminder, he's got his own fight cast that he does on YouTube. Check it out, the Sports Keg CEO. Search it on YouTube. He does a live betting show that you can actually join in during the fights, live betting.
Nice.
By the way, he's 21 out of 28 on his bets in that show there. So make sure you guys search him out. 21 out of 28. You want to talk about Make It Rain. The man is a machine when it comes to these UFC fights. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, check him out on YouTube. And tonight we got a couple of games as well. One in college from our friends at Trendy Bets, one in the NBA. We'll start with college. Let's see what we've got here tonight. How does Buffalo at Miami, Ohio sound? the over 152.5 looks like where they're leaning, as well as the Bulls taking on the Atlanta Hawks. I feel like the Atlanta Hawks have played a game every damn day this week. It really just feels like they've been there, but they're home again.
Yeah, back to
back. Yeah.
Those back-to-back games, they bit the Warriors in the butt. They bit the Nuggets in the butt. I was talking about that's an input that I like, so maybe that befalls the Hawks tonight. I don't know. What you got, Joe?
Yeah, the Heat, the Hawks actually are laying 2.5. They're a favorite again, the Atlanta Hawks. 2.5 over the Chicago Bulls. However, the Bulls pretty good against the number in their last four road games. Also, 4-1 against the number in the last five meetings between the Hawks and the Bulls. Taking the Bulls and the 2.5 points, though, we think, to your point there, maybe Atlanta has just won their quota of games here. I guess I think they've won their last two at home. I think it's time to start fading the Hawks. That's a little bit here. Plus 2.5, take the Bulls tonight. Take the over, Buffalo at Miami, Ohio, 152.5. Dane, always a pleasure, brother. Enjoy your weekend. Make it a profitable one.
Sir.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Have a great tomorrow. Weekend, Joe.
Not tomorrow. We'll be back Monday, 6 a.m. Morning After, coming up. Have a great weekend.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.